Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we hop on that North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to be joined by a super friend of the show. She is Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey,
we
Jeff.
Are doing outstanding. All right, Mary Kay, let's start with the aftermath story that's kind of percolated in the last 24 hours, and I know you have a story about it right now on Cleveland.com. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah's health, is he? What's the story there, and is this thing a little bit bigger than it should be?
Well, you know, from the people that I've talked to, he should be fine. I talked to one NFL evaluator from a team yesterday that went through records, looked up notes, and couldn't find anything that made them knock Jeremiah down on their board. He raved about him. I have some quotes about that in the story that I have online right now. He just talked about what a great addition this is for the Cleveland Browns and how they need a guy like that to chase down a Lamar Jackson. And it was just, it was really good to hear somebody from the outside, from another team, talk like that. That, you know, that really had all the notes and the records on Jeremiah. And he told me that they had a first-round grade on him as well. I talked to another scout that said, another evaluator, let's say, that said they didn't necessarily have a first-round grade on him because of the size. And I think that's probably how some other teams felt, that he wasn't a scheme fit for them. Nevertheless, they didn't see anything in the medicals that would have thrown them off the scent for Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. So I felt pretty good talking to people on the outside about it that had that perspective.
I agree, Mary Kay, and without, you know, having all of that knowledge, it just seemed like everything about this guy was just fine. And then all of a sudden he drops for whatever reason, and that's okay. I mean, it's not like he dropped to the fourth or fifth round. He dropped to a spot where the Browns could get him. It happens to somebody every year. How do you like his fit in this defense? And what do you think they actually do with him, Mary Kay? How is he used? Does he immediately become a starter if he doesn't stink during practices? What do you think?
Well, you know, he has a chance to become an immediate starter. It will all depend on how he acclimates in training camp, how he looks. Again, it's a little difficult now because they don't have the in-person OTAs. I think that obviously hurts the rookies more than anybody. Mm-hmm. But as long as he can get up to speed quickly, then I think he has a chance to contribute right away and then possibly work into a starter at weak side backer. And I think he has the ability to stay on the field all three downs and play in sub packages because he can, you know, really function well against the pass covering. Not only, you know, running backs and tight ends, but also covering slot receivers. He has the ability to do that. So he has the speed, the hustle to, you know, to play sideline to sideline. And, I think the goal is for him to be on the field all the time.
Mary Kay, I'm just curious because I think we've spent the better part of 2 days talking about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, and I'm wondering why all the talk is – Why we're driven to talk more about him than Greg Newsom right now? And maybe it's just because Newsom got drafted on Thursday night and we had all day Friday to talk about him. It just seems like people are really infatuated with him, even more so than the guy we picked first.
Well, I think that's because of, you know, when there are question marks or issues with a guy about, you know, why did he fall to the second round? And now is there some kind of an issue with a medical? He becomes the hot topic of conversation. Greg Newsom is just a good old-fashioned solid draft pick. He's a player that they had identified, obviously, early on. They really liked him and were thrilled to get him at number 26. A lot of people thought he would be gone by then. But there, you know, there's just nothing, you know, there's nothing that, you know, compelling or intriguing about him right now, other than the fact that he's a really, really good solid pick. With Jeremiah, you've got some question marks. Everybody wants to know, you know, why was he still there? And I think it's probably as simple as most teams just aren't quite there yet, where they're picking that hybrid linebacker that can also sort of serve as a safety or a big safety in certain sub packages.
Mary Kay, I thought we were on the same page about a wide receiver. And so whenever they were going to get one, that was fine by me. I know it was fine by you. I think it's really interesting that they added two wide receivers, or a running back who can line up at wide receiver, who are players that they don't have a duplicate of on the team. You know, both of the guys give the team a little different look if they're able to make the team and fit in. I think that's pretty impressive to me. Your thoughts?
I think a lot of people wondered about Anthony Schwartz. There were other receivers that I think that people thought about and were interested in, and that, you know, that's a pretty high pick to take a guy like that in the third round. So he's one that, you know, even when we did a podcast at Cleveland.com, you know, some of the guys were wondering about that one and had question marks about it. But here's the way that I look at Anthony Schwartz. You cannot teach speed. You can teach other things. You can teach route running. You can improve your hands. What you can't teach is speed. And they have such an excellent coaching staff here. I think Chad O'Shea is one of the best wide receiver coaches in the NFL. I think he's a major reason why Donovan Peoples-Jones functioned so well last season and looked so polished and so good, despite the fact that he was a sixth-round receiver that didn't have a ton of production at Michigan. He just looked really good when he went in there. I think that is his own hard work, but some excellent coaching. So if you take an Anthony Schwartz, you add in some excellent route running and some good coaching, and have him work on his hands and his technique, add that with the speed, and he can be dynamite. Now, he's more of a developmental project than anything. I don't think he's going to be a day one starter by any means.
No.
But he is somebody that can really turn into something special, and he makes defenses think. You have to prepare for that. If you put a package in for him, and they will do that, if you put a package in for him, then these defenses have to spend time worrying about him and thinking about him taking the top off of their defense.
What about Felton, Mary Kay, the running back from UCLA who lined up at wide receiver a lot during the Senior Bowl stuff and looked pretty good?
Well, you know, this is an interesting pick because he can either play running back or he can play receiver. He fits in with this paradigm of versatility that these guys have. And, you know, and I think he can be really valuable for them in certain situations. So not only can he be the third running back behind Nick and Kareem, but you can also split him out wide. You can do different things with him. And you can find certain creative gadget plays and trick plays that he can do. Because, you know, this is a football team that, let's remember this, one of the things that Kevin Stefanski kind of hangs his hat on is marrying the run and the pass. You don't know if it's going to be a run or a pass until it's really late in the play. And this is another guy that can help with that ambiguity. You're just not going to know. I mean, you can start him in the backfield, motion him out, and suddenly he's out there split wide as a receiver. So there's so many different things that you can do with him, and I think you will see him on the field as well this season.
Mary Kay, how much pressure is there on the defense to be much better next year? Like, you know, we all saw how the offense was reworked, and now the defense, I think, has that same kind of expectations for Joe Woods, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I wrote the other day, I mean, if you count it up, there can be 9 new starters on this defense this year. Now, yes, it is a lot of pressure on Joe Woods, but when you look at what Joe Woods had to do last year with what he had to work with, he did a pretty darn good job with all the moving parts and pieces on that defense. They had so many injuries. I mean, to start out your season losing 2 of your starters in your defensive backfield, that's tough. They lost Grant right away. They lost Greedy right away. So right off the bat, Joe Woods had to be, messing around and plugging guys in here and figuring out who was going to play nickel. I mean, they were down to guys playing nickel that, you know, really were special teamers and you know, really weren't up to that task per se by the end of the season. So now they are deep in the secondary. They've got what they need. And, you know, even if they played all of those extra playoff games that they hope to play, they should be in pretty good shape going forward. I think people are really excited about Greedy coming back. I think that will be a good battle there at the number two cornerback spot. Yes, I think Joe Woods, you know, has to do some great things with all these great pieces that he's been given, but the signs are there that he can handle that.
If you look at the roster right now, Mary Kay, your thoughts on anything that might need tinkering? I'm hard-pressed to find one.
Yeah, you know what? There really are no holes. I mean, let's be honest. You can look at this, and what you see more so than anything are guys that are going to have to fight for their jobs and players that might end up on other teams that are going to possibly get cut from this team. I see that happening in a number of spots, especially defensively. So I don't think that there really are any holes. I mean, if you wanted to add something, I guess you could add one more outside cornerback from somewhere. So if somebody shakes loose from a team and ends up out on the street or something like that, I could see them maybe adding to the cornerback pile. But other than that, they are really sound, solid, and deep at pretty much every position.
What do you think about the signing of McDowell? Is that sounds to me like a little bit of a no risk, because if he doesn't have his act together or doesn't make the team, you just cut him.
When you have the structure in place, a support system in place that can handle a player like that, you can go ahead and take one or two of those risks. Now, they have one of those already on the team in Kareem Hunt for many different reasons than Malik, but they have the support system in place that he has functioned really, really well within this system, and he is doing what he needs to do. He's doing the work to stay on track and to make sure that his life is together on the outside of football. Now they're taking another risk with a guy like this, but they have a comfort level that he is also doing the work and that they have the support system in place for him. Now, it might work and it might not. I mean, it seems to me that when you're dealing with someone who has had multiple DUIs, that he's going to have to do some work in that regard with perhaps, and I'm not saying for sure, but it seems like maybe he had to work with some, you know, alcohol issues, some substance issues. Those are one day at a time propositions, okay? Nobody can ever say for sure if you can stay on the straight and narrow in that regard. Everybody always hopes that Josh Gordon could, and for the most part, he couldn't. So it remains to be seen if this guy has been able to manage those things and if he will be able to do so going forward. But they feel comfortable that at least right now, he has a handle on it.
Any update on Sheldon Richardson? I read a little blurb this morning, maybe that he might be a good fit for the Cowboys, but is that dead in the water?
No, I don't think it's dead in the water. He has an opportunity, as you mentioned, to go out and see still what else is out there and available to him. It's getting a little crowded in the defensive tackle room now, especially, as you mentioned, if Malik McDowell works out and they signed Marvin Wilson as an undrafted rookie. So there are a lot of bodies in there now. Andrew Billings is coming back. And so I don't know if there's necessarily a great opening for Sheldon Richardson, but it's not, the door has not slammed shut either. Let's put it that way.
All right, Mary Kay, last question too, because we've been talking a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. You know, the power of the player and their influence on the roster, I think, is maybe like the big, the big headline on this Aaron Rodgers situation. How much power do you think, like, should Baker Mayfield be able to walk into a coach's office and go, hey, don't let this guy go, or I want to make sure, I'm just throwing this out there, Hollywood Higgins is on my team, because I know. How much power should a quarterback have?
Well, I think it depends on the situation. I really do. I mean, there are certain quarterbacks who are going to have more power than others. I don't think players in general should be able to dictate the makeup of your front office or your roster. I think that sets a really bad precedent. But there are some quarterbacks that sort of transcend the team a little bit or the game. And, you know, those are the Tom Brady's, maybe the Aaron Rodgers, maybe the Patrick Mahomes, where you sort of bend the team to their will a little bit here and there. I don't think he should be able to make them fire their GM. But I do think that he's somebody that you need to listen to, because there are players that are the difference between going to the Super Bowl and not going to the Super Bowl. And, of course, that's everybody's goal. So they're going to have to work it out. It's a difficult situation. It's been a weird and challenging quarterback year for so many teams this year, of course, including the Houston Texans. And so interested to see still how some of those work out.
Mary Kay, outstanding stuff. And, you know, we're reading you every day in the Plain Dealer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot. Make sure you read her every day. Com and the Plain Dealer. And of course, she was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.